This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, it's Friday morning, and if you're just getting up, guess who's back? It is
Skull.
Steven Woods, seeming even more spry than I imagined.
Well, you sit on your ass and rest for 3 days, you tend to come out firing a little bit, you know?
Well, it's good to have you back.
Good to be
back. We'll be here until 9 o'clock. Have a good show planned. It is Friday. You have put together some new releases.
Oh, have I ever.
That we're going to get to here at 6:20, since we don't have a Padres wrap-up today. The team was off yesterday, so that'll give us an extra couple of minutes. We'll play Real or Fake. Don't do this. Craig Elston will give us some streaming television recommendations at 7:35. Eno Saris, one of our favorite baseball writers, will join us in our Friar Friday final hour at 8:35 to get an early playoff preview.
Yeah, I'm going to ask Eno Saris at 8:35 to put our minds at ease, Padre fans, because we are panicking. I'm seeing a lot of panic. And I think Eno is the guy to do it. He's very level-headed. He's more level-headed than you, I would say, even, Ben. He takes himself out of the situation. He's not a Padres fan.
But I don't know that a level-headed person would tell you not to panic.
I think they would. I do. I think they would. I've seen a couple of tweets. I want to get into some of the run differentials and things like that of the teams that we're potentially playing. I think we're panicking a little bit. And maybe it's based on how the teams performed this week. And I think that's valid. But I think Eno Saris is going to be able to put our mind at ease.
Well, as I said yesterday, one reason to not panic, even with Mike Clevinger likely out for the first round of the playoffs, and we'll give you the update on Clevinger coming up. I actually had my own sources. We saw some tweets, but had my own sources on Mike Clevinger.
Oh, a little inside.
And I think it's pretty clear that you shouldn't expect to see him in the first wild card best of three series. But even remember, this Padres team was a good team before Mike Clevinger arrived.
Absolutely, man. What did he make, three starts?
He made four starts out of the entire season. And every other game Mike Clevinger hasn't appeared in for the Padres. So the vast majority, 52 out of the 56 games this year.
Clevinger-less.
Are Clevinger-less. And he lost the first one, if I remember correctly.
Right.
So it's hardly, you can hardly say, well, his team was terrible until Mike Clevinger got here.
Bro, if this was Denelson Lamet, then I'd be concerned, right? Honestly, if it was Lamet, I'd be concerned.
I'm not saying there's no reason for concern. They have a much better chance of advancing deep into the playoffs with Mike Clevinger than without him. That's just a fact. But let's not also throw away every possibility of them doing something special just because Mike Clevinger isn't around. There is absolutely the chance that they could have guys step up. We discussed yesterday that both Chris Paddock and even Garrett Richards, they could be the Sterling Hitchcock of 2020. Sterling Hitchcock didn't have a great regular season in 1998. He was clearly the number three pitcher that year behind Kevin Brown and Andy Ashby. No Padres fans were expecting Sterling Hitchcock to be the National League Championship Series most valuable player. But that's what happens in the playoffs. Guys that you don't really expect step up for the winning team.
My money,
David Eckstein's of the world. That you're just like, him? Really?
Yeah.
He was the guy. Who was the guy for the Red Sox?
Freaking Steven Pierce.
Steven Pierce.
MVP?
A couple of years ago.
Yeah. I mean, and just it just happens all the time. I mean, Juan Soto, a rookie. a rookie. Last year was just, you couldn't get the guy out. He was unbelievable. So, you know,
it wasn't even Juan Soto.
It was the pitcher.
No, who was the veteran that had such a good
Kurt Suzuki,
former Angel.
Suzuki played well.
Former Angel on the Nationals last year.
Can't position.
Outfield.
Damn it. Racking my brain.
Had a great postseason, and now I can't do the name. It's too early in the morning.
It's way too early.
But someone for the Padres could be that guy.
No doubt.
Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, we need it, you know. And I a guy like Zach Davies could come in and just be nails. You know, just come in and be lights out. He's got that in him, too. Chris Paddock has it in him as well. It's time to nut up, though. Honestly, this is no joke. I mean, I've got some numbers, too. We've got guys on our roster, Ben, with postseason experience. It's not, I mean, there's a few guys with it. Hasn't been all great, but at least they've been to that dance before. So we'll get into all that at some point this morning.
All right. First, though, we're going to turn things over to our executive producer, Paul Reindel, back at our Entercom Empire Studios and get the Friday edition.
Howie Kendrick.
Thank you very much. Of the Reindel Report.
Thank you, Corey.
You're listening to the Reindel Report on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
It's 6 o'clock somewhere.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, infielder, not outfielder, but there we go.
All right, boys. We will start off in college football. The Mountain West will play an 8-game football season starting the weekend of October 24th. The conference announced last night. League presidents met Thursday and voted to start the fall season, which had been postponed on August 10th. Because of concerns about the coronavirus pandemic, the Mountain West Championship game will take place December 19th, a day before the college football playoff selections. The season and the ability to have fans in attendance are subject to approval from state and local public health officials. The Pac-12 also announced last night that they will be returning to play this fall, and they will be starting in November.
As I said, I'm glad they're giving it a try, and that's great. That's fine. We've already seen teams like the University of Houston Woods has now had their first 4 games all postponed because of coronavirus.
Did something happen to my beloved Notre Dame football team?
Notre Dame has lost a game. It's going to be even harder, I would think, for the Mountain West to make it all the way through the season without at least some impact of coronavirus. When you get these players together to practice and do everything, you just have to know. Don't expect some amazing virus-free season that goes off without a hitch. There's going to be some hitches.
Stop tweeting us, Howie Kendrick. It's Howie Kendrick. We get it. It's more interaction than we've had on our Twitter in a month. Howie Kendrick was the guy.
People love to know something.
That's great.
Really, you know what? If it's on the tip of my tongue and you can think of it,
fire away.
I've done that before. I've like texted people that I have their number on the radio. This is who you're thinking.
We have 700 Howie Kendrick. People are going to be like, what? If they're just tuning in, it's just
Howie Kendrick
logging on. We got it. It's Howie Kendrick.
Makes a great point.
Paul just tweeted Howie Kendrick. Yes, it's Howie Kendrick.
So good luck to the Aztecs. I believe they were one of the favorites to win their division in the Mountain West before this all started.
So wait. This begs the question. Where are they playing? Carson again?
Is what I've heard, yes. That's the plan.
So 2 years.
They are going to be playing 2020 and 2021 now, regular season games in Carson.
One city, one team.
And another
city. Two cities, 2 years, same team. That is the new, the new motto is two cities, one team, 2 years.
That'll look great on a billboard.
That is solid. Very solid.
All right. An update on a story from a couple of weeks ago. Items from the personal collection of Hall of Fame broadcaster Vin Scully sold at auction for over $2 million, including World Series rings from the Dodgers championships in 55 and 88. Each ring sold for $188,000 during online bidding that ended Wednesday. According to Hunt Auctions in Pennsylvania, a Brooklyn Dodgers ring presented to Scully in the 50s sold for $184,000. His personal scorebook from his final season behind the mic in 2016 sold for $82,250. An autograph that Scully obtained in person from Babe Ruth went for $18,800.
Wow.
And a baseball signed by President Ronald Reagan for Scully sold for $11,750.
I need a ruling from you guys. I wasn't really going to admit this today, but I feel compelled now that we're talking about memorabilia. So, was watching last night. Went back into, for some weird reason, the OJ rabbit hole.
Oh, yeah. I watched a couple of months.
Yeah, I watched the ESPN Made in America. It's, what, 6 parts?
Right.
Brilliant. One of the best things they've ever done. And I'm watching his former agent talk about how to pay his defense by having OJ sign autographs. Okay, and there was this one that he signed with Johnny Cochran. It's the picture of them in court, and OJ signed it, and Johnny signed it. They signed very few of these. So me, being the curious sort, also on some sleep medication, I went to eBay last night, and I looked it up. It's there. Like, and verified by the guy who I just saw on the documentary, it's one of these very few signed pictures. It's like $280. Is it too macabre to have? Is it wrong of me to actually maybe want that in my office? Because I feel like it's definitely kitschy, but that dude's like a murderer.
I don't know. I think if for some reason you came across it like on your own somehow, it's like a story. There's a story with it. Like, here's how I got this.
Right.
That maybe that's okay.
But the weird thing is, Ben,
they bought this on eBay. It's a little weird.
But there's a story. The story with it was that this was smuggled into jail for him to sign, and they were selling to help pay his legal defense fund, you know, years ago. They said when he was in jail, he said they made $3 million within, like, the first month, which all went back to those attorneys. That's how it was $50,000 a day, his defense. $50,000 a day. So in my mind, I'm picturing, oh, yeah, this is one of those that him and Johnny, you know, signed in the back room where there are no other police allowed. He's just in there ripping autographs. That there's a story there. He signed in the jail there in L.A., you know, as he was awaiting trial. There's a story there, but is it too weird? I mean, the price doesn't scare me that much. For that, it's definitely a huge piece of history. But is it too macabre to have in my home?
Well, you know me and memorabilia.
You don't like memorabilia.
I wouldn't pay a dollar for things. So
weigh in on Twitter if you would at Ben and Woods. I don't know. There was something I wanted it. Paulie, what do you think?
It's one of those things where I would certainly be okay with it if somebody gave it to me as a gift.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would pay for it. I'd also want to know. Who gets that money? Does the...
The agent guy. He just gets it now. Okay. And he no longer works for OJ. So then, he's probably got a stack of them he's trying to get rid of.
I'm a little bit more okay with that then.
Friar Gal says, don't bring that energy into your space. I don't know. It's kind of a... It's a cool conversation starter, isn't it?
Nah, not really. Everyone knows everyone knows it's OJ.
But
Johnny Cochran.
I kind of want it.
All right.
I kind of want it.
I won't tell you how to spend your money.
Thank you. My wife was going to text me, like, imminently.
Yeah, I'm with Hannah on this one.
And finally, the webpage that I was reading from has closed down because our computer
Killer.
Decided to reset. But what? I basically remember the story. So in Vietnam, a factory had been, like, taken over by police who raided this factory that was recycling hundreds of thousands of used condoms, and they were boiling them and reshaping them and repackaging them and putting them back out into circulation.
Where did they get?
I know this is going to stun you, Paul, because you've lost that story. I actually saw this story and had to even look it up because it seemed so bizarre. Like, is this a real...
Yeah.
Is this a real thing?
It's a real story.
What I didn't understand is what is the resale market there? I mean, how much can you really make in terms of new versus used? I mean, what's the discount price for a, you know, ABC or ABU, already been used condom?
But I think they're repackaging them as new.
and selling them for full price.
For full price. Right. Yeah, this isn't a used.
How do you get them back into the little? Into the little.
It's great that you asked that question. So
package.
She told the police that the condoms have been recycled through a process of boiling, drying, and reshaping them using a wooden prosthesis. It's not known how long the business had been in operation or how many condoms had been sold, but this was a woman, you know, who was making do with whatever she had in front of her. But yeah, she thought that. She didn't know the impact that boiling the condoms would have on their integrity. Because you want condoms with integrity. Definitely. Now, you've been married a long time. Condom guy in your past? Do you have to...
Is it Wednesday at 8
It's not Wednesday. It's
not really.
We're all adults.
For the most part, no, though.
I hate the condom.
If you really must know. I mean... Obviously, when necessary, it's important to be able to know how to successfully.
Well, and most importantly, it's important that it hasn't been used before by some other guy, boiled and put on a wooden prosthesis.
Yeah, that's like the number one concern, I think.
Yeah. I mean, you open a condom, you're already bummed that you have to do it. All right. But then... To know in the back of your mind, hey, some guy could have been wearing this before me, that makes it even worse.
That's our Rindle report for Friday.
He didn't want to riff on that story anymore.
Good now. We're good now. I do remind Padres fans, at least you can keep streaming our Padres broadcasts. Different ways you can do that on our website, 97.3thefansd.com, or use the radio.com app on your smartphone or tablet. Also listen on your smart speaker by just asking Alexa to play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
It was a wooden prosthesis they put it on.
I understand.
Wooden.
Do you get how that would work? Yeah.
A wooden prosthesis. Wooden. Somewhere in Vietnam, there's a wooden wiener that the lady's like, how long do you wait? 15 minutes, and they'll take it off, roll it up, put it in the package, hot glue gun the package together. It seems like it's a lot of work to resale.
You're still riffing on this.
It seems like a lot of work to resale used rubbers at this point.
We had none of this discussion the last couple of days while you were gone. I'm so glad you were back, and now I'm kind of regretting it again.
Oh, it's good to be back.
All right.
I told Ben, this Rindle report was definitely catered towards Woodsy, who's no longer here today.
Yeah, who's no longer with us.
Who's no longer with us. Just wasn't the same.
Well, we do have some new releases.
Oh,
very
excited
about that since the Padres didn't play yesterday and we don't have a Padres wrap-up. So we'll get into that coming up next. It's Ben and Woods right now on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.